Heidecker speaking.
Small problem. We need your clearance on.
What is it?
Remember when we had that dust cloud damage a couple of weeks back?
I remember.
We're still clearing up the mess. The latest thing is that one of the landing lasers in the docking area drifted way out of alignment, and we can't get it back. If a wing ship came along and tried to ride the beam in, we'd probably get a nice hole punched in us.
So fix it.
Well, you'll have to authorize us to pull a couple of spacers out of the roster so they can go onto the hull.
Oh, all right, then. Get the computer to do you an efficiency and economy check.
I've done it.
And?
Two names, Goldeneye and Lesterman.
I'd rather Lesterman didn't go out. We had some trouble with him, remember?
I know, but the choice is limited. If we don't use these two, we'll sacrifice about 6% efficiency on routine operations.
Oh, that's high. All right, Goldeneye and Lesterman it is. But I'll take a look at them before they go out. Get them down to the armory and suit it up in half an hour.
An Alternative to Suicide by Steve Gallagher. Maverick Lesterman, Michael Jaston, Esther Anderson, Catherine Kessler, Captain Delisle, Margaret Robertson, Lydecker, Paul Maxwell, and Dr. Chessman, Peter Marinka. The action of the play takes place sometime in the future.
On your feet, spacers. Lydecker's coming.
Don't get them too nervous. I'm only checking that they're both all right. How are you, Goldeneye?
I'm fine, sir.
Nothing worrying you?
Nothing at all, sir.
What about you, Lesterman?
I'm fine, too, sir.
You hurt your hand a couple of weeks back. How is it now?
It was only a bruise, sir. It's all healed up.
And the idea of going back outside doesn't bother you?
No, sir.
Good. That's all right. Have they had their triggers?
Not yet. I must keep them fresh for you.
All right, do it now.
Maverick, 1-1-8. Robeson, 4-7. Collect your helmets and move to the airlock. Depressurize according to procedure 7590 and wait for your next instruction. Confirm the procedure.
Confirm.
Okay. Move out.
Lesterman seems all right.
They'll keep the cameras on them all the time. If anything goes wrong, they'll stop them.
It shouldn't. Not as long as you spacer watch people keep out their necks and let them get on with the job.
You've got to ride them a little sometimes so they slow down.
Better to have them slowing down than cracking up. I thought we were near to that with Lesterman, but Captain Delisle didn't agree. Looks like she was probably right.
She's not going to send him home for a surety, then.
It seemed likely at one time, but no. Not for a set of bruised knuckles.
But you don't agree.
It's not my decision. Now, you'd better get back to spacer watch to supervise those two.
Morning. Get you something?
You got that real coffee?
What's that real coffee?
Go for that. Just let me look over your menu.
Surely. You stay in Flagstaff? You just pass your food.
Flagstaff? Is that where I am?
You mean you don't know?
Well, I knew all to be in Arizona by now. Most of my driving's been back east. Did an overland route to Moscow for 5 years.
So what brings you out west?
I got a load for Vegas Village. You know where I'll find it?
Vegas? That's the company village.
Yeah, that's the place. It's been shown on the map.
Northwest from here, about 500 kilometers. But I don't know whether you'll be able to get in. There's a big wall around it and patrols in the desert.
I'll get in, no problem. I've got the paperwork in the cab and the company seal on the trailer.
Well, you should be there in about 4 or 5 hours.
How long? Until it's 2. I'm no snail sailing trucker. I drive that skeeter out there.
Were they fast?
Only the fastest thing on 10 wheels. You never had a ride in one, huh?
No. You want to order now?
How old are you, anyway?
17. If you're not going to order, I've got things to do.
Hold on, lady. I was only making conversation. What are steaks like?
Well, they're okay. No protein added, if that's what you mean.
I'll take one, medium well, dressed with the word stand, another coffee before you go.
Food won't be more than 10 minutes. Call out if you want anything.
Now, don't go disappear now. You've got more customers coming.
Oh.
Yeah, one of them hover cars. Guy's wearing suit with black flares. Hey, listen, before they get in, let me tell you a secret.
Secret?
Guess what I'm taking to Vegas. No, don't bother. You'll never get it. Little boys.
What are you talking about?
Don't screw. I've got a trailer full of little boys. They're all zoned out and packed in boxes with glucose and tubes and everything. I've got to keep it nearly freezing. Now, why do you suppose that is?
I wouldn't know.
Well, it's company business. That's why. They buy them up when they're babies and train them like hell for 15, 20 years. Oh, you want to see the program they're on. It's kind of like what you might call selective. Do you know if one of them spacers could strip my skitter down and rebuild it in an afternoon? They couldn't find his own dingus with a map and a flashlight.
What?
Spacers, you know, the mechanics on the company ship.
Oh, what you talking about?
Not a word now. It's our secret.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is there Mr. Anderson here?
Dad's in the kitchen.
So you'll be after him.
Oh, that's right.
Don't you make things easy.
Is the kitchen through here?
If you take a seat, I'll ask you.
No, please don't bother. Just carry on with whatever you're doing.
I'll have a cup of coffee while we're waiting, if you don't mind.
What?
The real stuff, if you've got it. Airs out, if you have it.
What is real coffee?
You stopping off or just passing through?
Just a short business visit. Nothing that can't be taken care of in half an hour.
Oh, you're from out of town. Lax or somewhere?
We're from Vegas.
I've got you 12 cameras lined up to cover the laser repair. That should be enough to satisfy anybody.
That's all right, then. The last thing we want is a wingship trying to climb aboard without the lasers. This is Spacer Watch to Lesterman and Goldeneye. Both ready to go?
Ready.
All right. Maverick, 118. Robeson, 47. Check and repair procedures 202-344 through 202-400. Confirm on both of those numbers. What the hell was that?
I don't know. I'll check.
Repeat your confirmation.
Confirm.
Okay. Start with the lens housing checklist. What is this?
I'm trying to find out.
Oh, hell no. It's an unscheduled windshield.
It can't be. There aren't any.
The screen came. I saw it. Get it stopped before the lasers come on.
The lasers can't come on.
They haven't started the checklist, so the lasers won't be switched off.
Spacer Watch to navigation. Class 1 emergency.
Oh,
there's an unscheduled windship attempting to join the Iron Star without clearance.
Get away from the lasers and
let it out.
What
the
hell
happened?
He can't see. Get away from the bay doors.
Which way?
I don't know. We've lost our cameras. Just move him.
No answer from the wingship.
Won't let me touch him.
Get him out of the way of the wingship. We can't stop it coming in.
But he keeps...
What was it?
Goldeneye blew up.
So, where do we start to sort out this mess?
Well, Captain, it was an unscheduled wingship.
We did all the checks.
We'll come to your excuses in a minute.
It wasn't his fault.
Any damage to the ship?
Wingship's in a pretty bad way.
Hell with a wingship. What about the Iron Star?
A couple of bent plates by the hole, that's all. We were lucky.
You might think so. With one spacer dead and another injured, why did you let it happen?
We didn't let it happen.
So you send out two spacers to work on the hull when there's a wingship coming in?
There shouldn't have been a wingship.
Oh, really?
Well, he's right. It didn't feature anywhere in the lists or records. There's no way he could have known.
That's impossible, and you know it.
The records have been wiped. The ship was presumed destroyed.
Wiped? On whose authority?
Yours.
Oh.
It was Annabelle's ship. I remember you giving the order.
Oh, really?
Less of that, mister.
Sorry, sir. Ma'am.
I remember it now. They needed the memory space.
I think you can go. We'll call you when we've checked the tapes.
Yes, sir. Captain DeMille.
A wingship mission with a 200-hour overrun. I wouldn't have thought it possible. How are we going to manage without one of the spacers?
Without two of the spacers.
Two?
Seeing Goldeneye exploding into vacuum like that, the hypnotic triggers aren't enough to stop Lesterman thinking about it.
Can't you fix him up?
Well, they can fix him up in Vegas. I can't.
Huh. So it is sure leave, then.
If you'll clear it.
I clear it. It seems to be the kiss of death right now.
Don't start blaming yourself, Liza.
I thank you, Mr. Lardiker, to make sure the crew doesn't get to speculate too much on this.
Yes, ma'am. I'll see to it.
Get Annaby up here. I want his side of it for the log. Then action the new rosters and tell Lesterman he's going home to Vegas.
Can you show me some ID, please?
Oh, pardon me, sir. I didn't recognize the car.
Well, that's all right. It wasn't meant to be recognized.
Do you have any authorization for the girl?
Her name's Esther Anderson. She'll be staying in Vegas for a few weeks, perhaps a little longer.
Hope you enjoy your stay in Vegas, miss.
Miss Anderson's a little tired. She's had a few too many surprises today. And here's the authorization code. Shouldn't be any problem. I cleared it myself.
I'll just check it, sir.
No problems on the perimeter?
Nothing spectacular. Something crawled in around the edge of the radar field, but it had gone by the time we got there.
Can't be too careful.
We dropped some gas, sir, just in case. Well, that seems fine, sir.
Right.
I'll tell control you're back.
Thanks.
Hello, Esther. I'm Dr. Chestnut.
What do you want with me?
Nothing sinister, I promise you.
We've asked you to come here to help pay off an old debt for your father.
But my father doesn't owe anybody. Certainly not the company.
I did say it was an old debt. How much do you know about Futures Incorporated? Or the company, if you prefer to call it that.
I know you own Vegas.
We own a lot of things. But do you know what we do?
Not really.
We buy and sell the future, Esther. We analyze social and technological trends, and we make block investments. Then we package those investments and resell them when the time is right. That could be anything up to 1,000 years later. We take a long-term view.
But I don't see what it's got to do with my father.
I'll get to that in a minute. First, I've got to explain the general situation to you. Did you ever hear of the Iron Star?
No.
There it is on the screen. It's a big inter-system ship. It left Earth orbit about 30 years ago and started accelerating toward the center of the galaxy, where the mature star systems are most dense. It's part of a company project called EETI. Stands for the Exploitation of Extraterrestrial Intelligence. You ever hear of that?
No.
Please don't be deliberately obstinate with me, Esther. I'd rather have your cooperation than have to pressure you.
But I never heard of it.
Basically, the Iron Star's out looking for an alien civilization. We've got selective investments spread across the market, ready for the day when we make a contact and get booted into a whole new phase of human history. Now, take a look at those pictures, especially the first one.
Who are they?
I'm coming to that. Just look for now. I was telling you about the Iron Star. Well, that's the company's contact ship. Well, it's the one that's actually doing the looking. To be more precise, it's the base from which the search is conducted. The Iron Star's on a straight path, bang down the middle of the galaxy and accelerating all the time. And the fact that they go all the more time slows down for them. The crew have been away for 30 years now, and they're only 3 years older. The reasons are very complicated, so I'm just asking you to accept that. There are two big disadvantages to a ship like the Iron Star. Number one, it's harder to slow down than it is to speed up. For all practical purposes, it can never stop, ever.
So how's it going to find the civilization?
That's the other disadvantage. Not only is it going too fast to be of much use as a contact ship, it's only cutting through a very narrow slice of the galaxy. That's where the wing ships come in. The Iron Star carries a number of small two-man craft in its hull. These small ships can be dropped off wherever there's a promising sign that fits in with a singularity network.
The what?
Singularities. Collapsed stars with such a strong point source of gravity that they fold space around themselves and bend the normal rules of time and distance. If you take a ship small enough and drop it into a black hole at just the right angle, you get flung so far and so fast that you virtually pop up in another part of the universe an instant later. Anything bigger than a wingship gets crushed. We don't...
Please, Doctor, what has this got to do with my father? Why am I here?
Wingship pilots can jump around the universe as they please within the limitations of the singularity network.
Please answer my question.
Look, Esther, I didn't write the damn presentation. I just delivered it.
But how can I understand any of it if I can't see what sense it makes?
All right. Take a look at the face on the first picture. His name's Maverick Lesterman, and he's a spacer.
What?
You're going to be living with him for the next month if the company decides to bring him home.
And what?
I told you it wouldn't make any immediate sense. Spacers are the workforce on all the company ships, and the company owns them completely. We find poor families with too many children, and we pay them good money to bring up a boy for us. When he's 8 or 9 years old, we take him and pay his parents off. We bring him here, and we train him for 10, sometimes 15 years. We use drugs to wipe out his free will, hypnosis to wipe out his intellect. We switch him on in the morning, and we switch him off at night. We end up with two hands linked to a brain that's as close to a programmed biological computer as we can make it.
But that's horrible.
It's not horrible. It's practical. The rest of the body is just surplus, something to hold the mechanisms together. We leave him a thin, upper level of consciousness so he can get around and feed himself. And that's more or less it.
Where do I come in?
We accept that you can't get complete control of a human mind, even with methods as good as ours. We accept it, and we plan to cover it. You're a part of that plan, Esther. You've always been a part of it. Do you know what a clone is?
I saw about them on TV. Something about climbing into a machine, and then two of you come out.
Forget that pseudoscientific drivel. A clone is the same as everybody else. It starts as an egg in a womb and grows into a baby. All we do is adjust the chromosomes a little at the fertilization stage so that you get a double set of the same genes instead of the usual male-female combination. The child then grows up into a perfect genetic copy of the chromosome donor, as you did. I see that little revelation quieting you down. Maverick Lesterman here was an adolescent through most of his training. And it's the ideal period to get them. Very receptive, but damn difficult to contain. That's where the first actor came in, 40 years ago. So Lesterman, she was his mother, his trainer, his girl. She was a hook to hang his dreams on. Every spacer had one.
No.
Now, there's nothing to be horrified about. When Lesterman left, Esther took a bonus and went back to England. She also left a bank of flash frozen ova, as all the space mothers do. Later, we find families with infertile males who don't want artificial insemination, but who want children. The double set of female chromosomes satisfies the father, and the mother gets a free ovum implant that develops into a baby in the normal way. Every few years, we farm out another. We try to make it so that if any of our spacers has to come back for an adjustment, we can pull in a copy of his special girl that's near enough the same age as he remembers
it. It's barbaric. You treat people like cattle.
It's necessary, that's all. Your father got his daughter, and you, Esther, you got the best deal of all. You got a life.
And you're saying it belongs to the company.
A technicality. If Lesterman comes back to Vegas, you'll serve your month, then we'll take some of your eggs and send you home with your bonus.
To wait for you to call again?
We won't call again. The next time Lesterman comes, you'll be too old.
And what will I have to do during this month?
Whatever's necessary.
Sleep with him. I never have, you know.
I doubt he'll want that. As I told you, you'll be his dream figure. He'll worship you rather than anything else. But we'll give you medication to control your psyche, just in case.
Oh, very thoughtful of you.
This is straight, Esther. A spacer costs a lot of money, probably more than any other single component in a spacecraft, and we aim to get full value. You'll be helping us in that.
And if I don't?
You'll be letting your father down very badly. I suppose you know that diner in Flagstaff was bought on a company loan?
He never said anything.
No reason why he should. But think about it. The Iron Star is the company's biggest project at the moment. And it's likely to stay like that for the next few hundred years or so. If for any reason the expedition should be cut short, like if we lose too many spacers or have them crack up on
us... You'd cancel my father's loan.
We may have no choice. It's a lot to take in all at one time, I know, but I want you to realize that we're asking you to do a very responsible job for us. You're the only one who can help us reach in and control that delicate little area of Lesterman's mind that we can't always reach with drugs or hypnosis. We need to keep his personality suppressed while his subconscious training stays at peak efficiency. And that's not easy.
No.
It'll be nighttime soon, and you've had quite a day. You'll spend the next week or so in the education block. You'll get to know all about Lesterman, and we'll make it so you look and behave like his Esther. Your accent's wrong, so we'll have to change it. Right now, though, we've got a room for you. It's a nice room.
Okay.
And give me somebody to take Esther to a room, will you?
Yes, sir.
You'll probably want to cry for a while. And we've allowed an hour for that. Then we'll send you in something to eat. It'll help you to sleep as well.
Oh. Captain, I suppose this is an honor.
Don't bother to get up, Mr. Amity.
I'm not sure I can.
And don't bother to angle for my sympathy either. I know you're not hurt.
Look, I got well shaken
your
up.
Your wing ship got shaken up and your observer got killed. You seem to have come through it all pretty unscathed.
You expect me to feel guilty because I'm alive?
You could at least be sorry that one of my spacers is dead and another's useless.
Sorry for them or sorry for you?
For the Iron Star, Mr. Amity, for the mission.
Which it looks like I'm out of. My windship is a mess.
I've had a look at your ship. It can navigate, just about.
And that's all.
You're refusing to honor your contract as a windman?
Now, just wait a minute, miss. My contract says that I get a bid in fair competition where there's a good prospect of an alien contact. It does not say that I have to do it in a wreck.
It doesn't say you get the bid. It says you have to bid.
Oh, come on. Not for every mission that comes along. And certainly not without a ship.
I don't recall seeing that last clause.
But it's obvious.
Obvious, perhaps, but it's still not in the contract.
Don't be ridiculous.
And while you're no use as a functioning windmill, you're still here. You're taking up company space and breathing company air.
What are you getting at?
You're costing the company money, Amity.
Oh, I see. You want me to work, is that it?
Work? Are you joking? What kind of work do you think an untrained slob like you could handle on a starship?
So what am I supposed to do, huh? You may as well just bundle me up and push me out of the airlock.
Which I'd be within my rights to do. How bad is your ship?
Oh, bad enough. Everything on the left-hand side of the ship has got pulled out of shape by the gravity field, including my observer.
But I'm told it could still make a jump.
Not without repairs, which I can't afford to pay for.
I might consider releasing a couple of spaces to do your repairs. Enough to get you back to Earth.
But not for nothing.
Let me know. What do you think this is?
Go on.
I've got to send one of my spacers back to Vegas, and I don't want to release the Iron Star shuttle to do it. It's free trade. I give you the bare minimum of repair, and you take my spacer home.
And how does he get back?
That doesn't concern me. It's the company's problem, not mine. The point is that the cost won't appear on the Iron Star's budget to affect the efficiency bonus.
Efficiency bonus? Well, I don't seem to have much choice, do I?
You either cooperate, or I dump you. How much choice can you expect?
Oh, thanks.
Spacer ML-118, Cassidy number 495. Maverick Westerman familiarization course code Esther. 5 seconds and counting.
Good morning, Esther. This course unit continues your instruction in the composition of the crew of the Iron Star. Also, please continue to pay special attention to the original Esther speech model employed.
And the crew of the Iron Star are all company employees and are the personnel with whom Lesterman would be expected to have most contact, far more so than the scientist observers who are on long-term contracts or the wingmen who are completely freelance. Today we are looking at Jan Liedecker, who as first officer is responsible for the allocation and deployment of the spacer workforce.
Lesterman? Maverick, can you hear me?
You have to keep going to get through to him.
Do you know who I am?
You're Mr. Liedecker.
You've been working very hard, Lesterman. The captain's very pleased with the way you've been working. In fact, she's so pleased, she's decided to let you go home for a few weeks.
Home?
Home to Vegas. You'll be seeing Esther again. Remember Esther? That's her picture on the locker next to your book. Of course you remember her.
I remember her.
You'll be seeing her again soon. She's waiting for you.
For me?
Who else would she wait for? She's your girl.
That's right.
One of the wingmen's offered to take you. His name's Amleby. You'll be riding home in his wingship.
That's nice of him.
You've got a lot of friends on the Iron Star. We all want to see you get well and come back to us.
But I'm going to see Esther.
For a good long holiday, yes. You've got to promise me you'll enjoy yourself.
I promise.
The second spacer watch is Margareta Gunstrom. She's from Germany and is responsible...
Esther?
Yeah?
Big day for you. It's confirmed. Lesterman's finally coming home.
When?
A few hours, that's all. Better get yourself ready.
I know.
I'll have a car outside the education block in 10 minutes. Only bring the things we lifted for you, nothing else. Got that?
Yeah.
And remember the accent.
Yes. I'll try to remember everything I have been taught.
Good. Okay?
I think so.
10 minutes.
You'll find that nothing's changed since you left. You've got the casinos and the shows in the evening, swimming and drinks in the afternoon, TV whenever you feel like it. All your favorites still running.
Anytime you need money, just give your company account number to one of the cashiers. You know your account number?
I know it.
Well, I don't think Mr. Lesterman wants to listen to us all day.
I understand there's someone waiting to see him.
Is that so?
Right up the steps here.
Thanks for bringing me over.
Our pleasure. Enjoy your leave. Oh, and the keys are in the car when you need it.
Thanks.
Is anybody home? Esther, is that you?
Who were you expecting?
Nobody, but I thought...
You thought I might not wait, is that it?
Well, 3 years.
3 years or 30? Did you think so little of me?
Wait, please don't get the idea.
Poor tongue-tied, awkward Maverick, always the same. Come in and close the door.
I've missed you, Esther.
I know you have. Close the door.
Did you come to Vegas just for me?
I never left Vegas. I stayed here in your apartment all the time. I couldn't risk your coming home without me being here.
But the company...
They don't mind. They love you as much as I do. What's in those bags?
We stopped off at a place on the way over. They let me buy some presents for you.
Presents?
Lent me the money until I could get to my own. I hope you like them.
If you chose them, I know I will. But you're the only present I ever want, Maverick.
Do you mean that?
Of course.
They're clothes and things. You can change them if you don't like them.
What's the matter, Maverick?
What?
You're home. Relax. Nothing's changed.
I'm sorry, Esther. I've been away so long.
It doesn't matter now.
He blew up. The wing ship cut his arm off and he blew up. There was nobody I could tell.
Tell me, then. Sit next to me and tell me.
The blood wouldn't stop. It was all over me.
Somebody got hurt. Who was it?
His name was Goldeneye.
Was he your friend?
He was another one of the spacers.
But he wasn't your special friend?
No.
Accidents happen all the time, Maverick. But you're safe, and I was safe here waiting. What else matters?
It was horrible.
It's over. No more pain, no more mess. There's nothing except you and me and now.
I'm sorry, but I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I have nowhere to go.
What do you mean?
All those numbers and names, jobs and codes and things, they go marching through my head and I have to do whatever they told me. I always had this kind of corner I could get into. A corner somewhere inside where I could get away and let them carry on past. Let my hands do whatever the numbers told them to do. But then Gold and I got into the corner and filled it up.
And you couldn't get away from the numbers?
No.
Poor Maverick. Are the numbers there now?
They're somewhere. I don't know.
They don't matter. Do you understand? The numbers don't matter.
Are you still my girl, Esther?
I'm still your girl, Maverick. I always will be.
I didn't want to go away. I didn't leave you on purpose.
I know you didn't. I understand.
I may have to go again.
All the more reason to live while we can. We've got all of Vegas. Look.
That's right. We have.
I bet you can't even remember your way round.
Oh, I can. Unless things have changed.
Nothing's changed. There's nothing for you to be uncertain about.
They've given me a car. We can use it if we like.
That's very generous.
They're good to me. They look after us all.
Why don't you go in the bathroom and wipe your eyes?
I'm sorry.
No.
We've got plenty of money, too.
3 years.
That's wonderful. Fine so far, but he's talking about a car. I can't drive one of these old times.
Don't worry, Nesterman can.
Are you sure?
Why? What's the problem?
Well, he's harmless enough, but he doesn't seem very capable.
He's a spacer. If it's mechanical, he can cope with it.
Okay. He's coming back.
Did I get a TV?
Do you want it on?
No. I haven't missed it. You haven't opened your present.
I was saving them for this evening.
Oh, okay. There was something wrong with the fan in the bathroom. I fixed it.
When, just now?
Yes.
But you were in there for less than a minute.
It wasn't much of a job, and I didn't have to think about it. I like fixing things like that.
Oh, I was forgetting.
You want to go for a drive around Vegas? Decide how you want us to spend my first night back.
It's for you to decide, Maverick. But I'd love to go for a drive.
Something
the matter? Esther?
No. Nothing.
Did I say something wrong?
I think you'd better drive me back.
You lie down for a while. If it makes you feel any better. Do you want me to get you anything?
No, thank you, Maverick.
It's no trouble.
I don't want anything.
I'll keep out of your way for a while. See if that helps. I'll have a shower. Get cleaned up ready for tonight. That's if you still want to go out. If you don't feel up to it, I can go and get a carry-out supper and bring it back and we can watch TV instead.
What are those scars? Those scars on your back. They're terrible. Where did you get them?
They're nearly healed. You hardly feel them.
Was it in the accident?
I was standing next to Goldeneye. The wing on a wing ship's really thin and sharp. I got my suit cut open.
You might have died.
There's a foam in the suit. You get a hole, the foam plugs it up and goes hard. Not dangerous.
Wasn't it painful?
They say the right number and it stops hurting. They've got a number for everything.
I'm sorry, Maverick. I've been giving you a lousy welcome after all the time we've been away. You deserve better.
Don't, Esther. I'm happy enough.
Just before, I haven't really been around much. It's difficult for me to understand what you've gone through. I only know I can't keep on lying to you.
Close the door.
What?
The bathroom door. Close it.
What?
They're listening. Anything we say through there, they can hear it.
You know.
It's the way they work. They listen to spacers all the time. No. The bug was in the fan. It was making a noise, so I fixed it. That's what I found. We're safe in here. But the lounge, the car, anywhere else, we have to be careful. I know what you were going to say. You? Vegas? None of it's real, is it?
Who told you?
Nobody had to tell me. I'm a spacer.
But you weren't supposed to question it.
I didn't have to. I could see it was wrong right from the beginning. Don't ask me how. Spacers just know what we're for. Like that voice on the radio, Bobby B. It was a popular show when I left. Now the voice is computer generated.
It didn't sound like it.
It wouldn't to you. But I could tell.
I didn't want to lie to you. Just me lately, you said I might never go home again if I didn't. That the company would keep me at Vegas. I'm sure he meant it.
You can bet he meant it. Blackmail's nothing to them.
I don't understand you. You know all this, and yet you come home on leave and simply picked up where you left off.
I wanted to believe in it all.
Believe in a lie?
Happily. Because outside, I've nothing else.
So why pull it all apart now?
The same reason you were going to pull it all apart for me a minute ago. Because of you.
Me?
Too much of you showing through. You're exactly like the Esther I knew, but not the same.
I've spoiled everything for you.
It was spoiled anyway. I chose to look at it instead of looking away. That's all. If you'd been able to pretend a bit better, it might have been different. I don't know.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. I'll wait here until I'm called back to the Iron Star.
Is that all?
I don't belong anywhere else. I'll never belong anywhere else.
But how do you face up to it?
Oh, I'll wait for the numbers. They'll give me the right numbers and everything else will go away. I'm a spacer. I'll be happy enough. Happier than when they unlock it all and let me out like this.
Sorry, Matt. I really am.
Don't be.
I would have tried harder for you, but I don't know how.
It's not your fault. I think I like you anyway.
What?
Even better when you blush. Come on. We've been in here long enough. They'll start to get suspicious. You can think about what you want to do tonight.
Desmond here.
He's got the figures back from the biosensors in Lesterman's car.
How is he?
Metabolism's way up. Must be the excitement of coming home. He's pumping adrenaline at quite a rate.
What about his drug levels?
Down. He's burning the stuff like crazy.
I see. Do we know what he's eating tonight?
Not yet.
Warn the kitchens to dose him up as soon as you find out. Keep him good and docile.
Will do. One other thing. The bug in his bathroom stopped working.
Well, send somebody around to fix it while they're out. This isn't maintenance.
I thought you'd be interested.
You asked for promotion or something?
You sure that's all you want? You hardly ever think.
Don't feel hungry. Just want to play the machine.
Suppose that's the height of ecstasy for a spaceman. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't ask.
No, it's... Well, I suppose I haven't been around much either. This is the cashier. You work it for me. See if it brings you luck.
What do I have to do?
Punch in the letters of my name and then these three numbers. But don't say them out loud.
Why not?
It's my trigger. It only works if I hear it.
I've got a readout in your account. It says... Wait a minute.
What did you clear it for?
I made a mistake.
Seemed okay to me. Why?
According to this one, we look at the amount.
Doesn't mean much to me. I've never really had anything to do with money.
Maverick, you're rich.
I had a lot of salary coming.
This is way beyond that kind of money. They must have invested it for you or something.
That's probably it. Now, get some credit and we can play the machine.
Wait a minute. We don't know the stakes. Wow.
What's the matter now?
Forget the rich. These prices will be poor again in a month.
A month's all I've got. Get the credit.
But don't you see what this is?
See what?
You've been paying into your account for the last 30 years or so and then investing it in your name. Now you come home and jammed it all back to them in the machine.
So?
So they're taking you for a ride, that's all. And they just let them keep it legal. If you had this kind of money outside.
Which I haven't.
But Maverick, there's another world out there.
And I don't want to see it. Please, Esther, let me try to be happy in Vegas.
I don't see how you can be happy with a lie.
Please let me try.
It's my world, Maverick. It's not bad, I promise.
Your world?
Yes.
Not mine. And they catch us and bring us back.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's play the machines.
Is it just your head or what?
It's all over. Kind of sick and aching.
Do you want to go back?
I think I'd better.
She should have eaten earlier. Perhaps it's something to do with that.
I wish Lydecker was here.
Why him?
He could give me a trigger. Stop it hurting. I'm not used to it.
Maverick, 118.
Esther, please don't.
Did I say it right?
You said it right.
Is it hurting now?
No.
Is that all? I just have to say that, and you'll do what I want.
That's all.
Listen to me, Maverick. No more lies. No more deceit. I'm going to make this the best short eat any facer ever has. I'm taking you out of it. We're going to laugh.
No, Esther, please.
But is there better than this? We'll fly to the ship and head downtown.
We won't get past the wall. They'll stop us.
I'll find a way through.
Company time,
I'm not,
but not in my own.
Ah. 3 days in Rio, that's a pretty generous schedule for the fastest thing on 10 wheels.
Yeah, Nick, you shouldn't jump out from there, Margaret.
I didn't jump, I was waiting.
You can use it all.
That's right, we shared a secret.
Call me darling, please.
And you're still around.
Yeah, sure, I don't, you know, make out. So what can I do for you? That's pretty fancy show there for the desert.
I'm with the company now.
Oh, I thought you figured you'd be on this side of the boulder. Look, I don't want no trouble if I see you talking.
Best to keep it short, then. With 3 days to make Rio, I'll bet you can afford to go west through Lax.
Lax? That's way over my route.
I just added it.
What are you talking about?
I want to get out of Vegas, and I want you to take me.
Now, why should I do that?
Because if you don't, I'll tell the company how you talked about one of their loads to a complete stranger.
Hell, there's nothing wrong
with... A load of little boys?
No, that load. Now, nobody was supposed to know.
That's right, nobody was, but thanks to you, somebody does.
Fire.
Who said it was?
If I take you through the wall and they find out, they'll bust me, maybe worse.
They won't check. The walls and the gates are to keep people out. They seem to think they've got better ways of keeping people in.
Oh, all right, I don't like it, though, but you can hide on the floor of the cabin and go through the gates.
We'll go in the back. There are two of us.
Gee, lady, what are you trying to do to me?
Just drive.
Just drive.
Get in the back, Maverick.
Get in the back, Maverick. Now, go down the street for at least a week.
Get it on the cab, moving out. Get clear now.
Good morning, Dr. Jefferson.
Morning.
What happened to you down here in the computer room?
I didn't get this morning's fire sensor report on Maverick Lesterman.
I'm afraid we don't have it ourselves yet. We're having trouble finding his car to get the tape.
Surely you checked all the car parts?
We're doing it now.
Call me as soon as we got a reading on his drug levels.
He goes into withdrawal. I'm damned if I'll take the blame for it.
I'll call you when we know.
Dr. Forsythe, can I speak to you for a moment?
What? What's the matter?
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you, but something's come up.
Like a lump on your head, if you mean the ridiculous.
There's a patient in the clinic downstairs.
I hope there are several, or I'm out of business.
No, no, I mean one in particular. I think you should take a look at him.
I don't look at patients, Dr. Prager. I employ you to look at patients. My job is to sit up here and enjoy the fruits of a lifetime of industry.
Oh, yes, sir. But this one's, well, he's unusual. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Certainly not, see. I have got a reputation to consider, and I do not want it spoiled by
seen you.
Oh, the medical side of it's no problem. I can handle that. But it could get, well, delicate.
Delicate?
Delicate.
All right.
Who is he and what's the matter with him?
His name's Lesterman. A girl brought him in. She says they've been in Lux for 2 days and he's been getting steadily worse.
Where are they from?
She says Vegas. You see what I mean about delicate?
Well, we got out of Vegas in the back of the skidoo and we were in Lux before they knew we'd gone.
Why Lux specifically?
Well, I'd been once and one of Dad's sisters lived in Santa Monica. Seemed a good place to head for us. I wanted Maverick to have a good time. He's had so little all his life.
If it's a good time you wanted him to have, wouldn't Vegas have been better?
No, Vegas wasn't real.
No, the city's just the same.
Maybe, but to get fun out of it, you have to use it. It doesn't use you. A city can be an exciting place.
How did Lesterman react to all this?
He's hardly seen any of it. He started being bad from the first morning in the motel.
Bad in what way?
Stomach cramps, being sick, shivering and sweating at the same time. Kept repeating numbers to himself. That's when he wasn't talking about this man, Goldeneye. I tried using the 118 number again, but it wasn't enough. It was the only one I knew.
Then why didn't you do something about it before now?
But sometimes it would pass off. Even for a couple of hours at a time, I thought the worst was over and he was getting better.
Well, he's physically a mess, which doesn't help. It's nothing we can't clean out of him, but the drugs were just part of some kind of conditioning. They may be harder to remove. Exactly what did Futures do to him?
He's a spacer, that's all I know. The company buys them when the little boy has a fantastic amount of money on conditioning them. Meat machines, I've heard them called.
You know that's strictly illegal.
No, I didn't. The way everybody talked at Futures, it was just normal.
Oh, excuse me, Dr. Forsythe. I've got those extra tests you asked for on Flestina.
Here's the important one, anyway. Quite a healthy credit balance, hasn't he?
He can afford your treatment, if that's what you mean.
My charges will barely put a dent in this. As a special favor, I won't even cheat him. Every detail of his case history is something I can use someday. Dirt on Futures is bound to be useful. How's he doing?
He's on his third blood flush, and it's just starting to come through clean.
Only just?
Well, there was a lot to do. And there was a fault on the machine that I didn't know about.
What kind of fault?
In filters. I don't know exactly what. Lesterman fixed it while I was out of the room.
He did what?
I don't know exactly. But you fixed it.
That's impossible. The dialysis machine's the latest there is. There's no way a mechanic from 30 years ago could know that.
He's not a mechanic. He's a spacer, and he doesn't need to know. He can work by intuition if he has to. It's part of his training.
How's it going on that particular front?
I've got him on directed dreaming to overcome the post-hypnosis. We can't get rid of it altogether, but we can at least eliminate the triggers and give him some conscious control.
Assuming that's what Miss Anderson wants.
Why should it be up to me?
Why you brought him here?
But I don't know what I should do. I thought I was helping him by telling him the truth about Vegas, but I only made him miserable. Then I thought I could make amends by getting him out of Vegas and bringing him to Lax, but it only made things worse. Seems I'm not worth listening to when it comes to what's right or wrong for him.
He meant well. Anybody can see that. But how old are you? 17?
I'm nearly 18.
It wouldn't be fair to expect you to do more.
I told you. I was his Esther. His girl. He expected everything of me. I let him down.
When he comes out of it, he'll be able to understand. Perhaps you can start again.
No, not when he's able. I don't know what he wants to do.
He seems to have some ideas of his own.
What do you mean?
Only that he's been talking in his sleep about becoming a wingman or something.
What the hell's that, may I ask?
Well, Dr. Chessman, your handling of Lesterman does owe credit to your professional status for the company.
I know. I'm sorry, Director. I did my best.
Which was willfully inadequate. You brought in an immature girl who's even less well-suited to her function than you are to yours. You let a spacer's drug levels drop below the threshold of adequate control, and you failed to monitor him fully. And then not only did you let them both ride freely out through the main gate. We would like him back. If we cannot have him back, we would like him rendered harmless.
You mean killed? A spacer?
We have weighed the risks and losses.
I suppose you have. I'll pass the instruction on to our agents.
No, Dr. Tersman. Try to think for once. Withdraw the agents. They implicate the company.
Then how?
There is a wingman named Anlaby. He is a freelance, not of the company.
He was a freelance. No, he's not really anything. He's hanging around Vegas, but he can't afford repairs on his wingship.
Perhaps his finances will improve. Perhaps his ship will be repaired. It will depend so much on our feelings and attitudes regarding Lesterman. Tell him so much and no more, and then give him access to Lesterman's credit information.
Oh, Anlaby keeps the company's hands clean.
You have your instructions, Dr. Chesman. Try to carry them out.
Maverick, can you hear me? Why does he say something?
Well, there's always some confusion when the sleep set's first unhooked. Give him a minute to come round.
I think I'm all right.
How do you feel?
I feel fine.
Everything will seem new to him. It may take some time before...
Don't start worrying about me. I can handle it.
You know who you are. You know what you are.
I've always known, but I've never had control like this before.
You're free of triggers.
Let's try it. Maverick 118. How did that feel?
A gut reaction, that's all. Like hearing your name in somebody else's conversation.
Oh, that's natural. It's habit, not hypnosis.
I can't believe it. I'm free.
We've still got the company to worry about.
I know, but the locks are off where it counts.
As we're talking about the company, I'm going to suggest that you leave now.
What? When? Right away?
If you don't want them to catch up with you. I'm going to debit Lesterman's account for the treatment. That means they'll be able to zero in on this place within the hour.
Oh, that's right.
I've got to get these tapes hidden before they arrive. They could be the lever I need to get the Vegas medical contract.
Wait a minute before you do. This is a private clinic, right?
That is right.
Do you just cure people, or do you do other things as well?
What kind of other things?
Training courses.
Sure we do. Dreamtime instruction and RNA. But the whole point of your treatment was to counteract all of that.
What are you thinking of?
Put me back under. Give me the basic wingman skills.
I assume that's a single ship pilot?
I don't know what you call it now. 30 years ago, it was a wingman.
No, Maverick.
Please, Esther, don't try to interfere.
But you can't.
Look, Doctor, will you do whatever you have to with those tapes? Just leave us for a couple of minutes.
Whatever you say. Our time is your money. Come on, Prager. You can get the single ship program.
Oh, yes, Dr. Forsythe.
Now, Esther.
Maverick, you can't.
What would you have me do? Go back as a spacer?
Why do you have to go back at all?
Because it's the only alternative.
Alternative to what?
To staying in a world that's moved on without me. A world where there's no place for me.
I could make you a place.
No, Esther. I know you believe you can, but it wouldn't work.
Please, Maverick, I don't want you to go.
I know. That doesn't make it any easier. But if I stayed, what then? The company would hunt us down. They're going to, anyway. I'd be a serious embarrassment to them with the chains off.
But surely you can bargain with that.
I'll try to. But the only trade they're going to accept will involve me moving to somewhere I can't possibly harm them. We'd never be safe any other way.
Then let me come with you.
No. You've known me less than a week. I needed care and you gave it. Don't let the exhilaration of that carry you away.
You leave me so easily?
No, not easily. But I won't be so selfish to ruin your life.
But it wouldn't be ruined.
My Esther's dead. Don't waste your time trying to replace her.
Is that what I am to you? A second-class substitute?
I can't help the truth.
Go ahead with your training. I'll wait for you outside.
I heard some of that. 5 minutes of liberty, and you're shaping up as a 25-carat blouse.
I know that.
Lucky for you, she's easy to hurt. Otherwise, she might have realized why you were doing it.
Look, I don't need this.
No. You don't need anybody, do you, Lesterman?
Put the course tapes on the machine and plug me in. I've got to get out and find a wingship before the yards close.
This isn't instantaneous, you know.
I'll pull back and let the spacer in me take over. He learns fast.
Anlaby, where are you?
I don't know where I am.
You're supposed to be at the Forsythe building.
I can't find the bloody Forsythe building.
Well, you've missed your chance. Lesterman's moved.
Where to?
Pass credit report says he and Esther took a cab to the single ship sail yards outside town. Get after them.
How?
Take a cab.
Look, I can't. Some machine took all my money.
I'll get you some transfer.
Thank the company for me.
This has nothing to do with the company. Just remember that. Anything else you need, call me direct. Now get to that sail yard.
I'm sure. Everybody needs a friendly ear.
All that, it's a nice clean ship. It's not exactly the latest model, but it'll still be going when all your flashy death traps are broken up and burned.
How many black hole jumps has it made?
Three or four. They're all listed in the log. No problem on any of them.
What about the computer?
Liquid state with a molecule charge under pressure. There's also a vocalizer as an alternative to screen readout.
Let me hear it.
Sure. I'll hook up the charge outside.
What do you think of it?
They sound very comfortable.
You have to give them time so they can mold around you.
Oh. And can you afford it?
No, nowhere near.
So why are you letting him show it to you?
I'm thinking of stealing it.
You what?
The vocalizer should cut in after a couple of seconds when all the systems are set up. Oh, excuse me for 1 minute.
What's he doing?
I think he's talking to somebody.
Get back.
Why?
I'm shutting the door. Is he standing clear of the drive tube?
I wouldn't know. What are they?
Its computer is now standing by.
Lean back a bit and let me look.
Maverick, you can't just take off it.
It's Angerby. Talking to the salesman. Did he see me?
He's coming towards us.
That's it, then. Ship's computer, stand by.
Standing by.
He's got a gun or something.
Emergency takeoff, 4G maximum. Now.
Hey, what are you doing? What are they going to do to me?
I've got to get after him. Which of these is the fastest?
You keep away from my ship. I'll be ruined.
It's late. They should have called by now.
How long can we stay up here, Maverick?
As long as we need to.
Your call from the director of the company.
Here we go.
Well, Mr. Lesterman, you seem intent on embarrassing us.
Not necessarily. I'm only protecting myself.
What danger? The company has always been concerned for your welfare.
I'll spell out the dangers in detail if you really want them discussed in public like this.
Quite. What will it take to satisfy you?
You're being very direct.
Haggling is petty and wasteful. More important problems than yours claim our attention.
I'm no longer a spacer. You know that?
We've written off the loss.
Here's your chance to eliminate the risk as well. This wing ship I'm in. I want it.
Cheap enough, but the risks remain.
Not if I go back to the Iron Star as a wingman.
You want a chance at making the first alien contact?
What I want's none of your business. There's more.
Go on.
Full citizenship for Esther here.
She's an individual in her own right.
That's not what I mean, and you know it. Clones have a completely different legal status from ordinary two-chromosome children. I don't want you having any further claim over her.
If she accompanies you, what will it matter?
She's not coming with me. I'm not letting you rip her life open like you did mine. There'd be no Vegas when she came home.
Nor will there be for you.
No. You'll also write off the loan on her father's business.
Anything else?
One other thing. What pressure did you put on Anlaby to have him follow me?
What made her think the pressure was needed?
I know the way you work. I guess that you threatened to slam the exit door if he didn't perform.
What is Anlaby to you?
Nothing. But as long as I'm around, it's underdog day. Fix up that ship of his and let him go. That's everything.
You demand a lot.
What I'm demanding is nothing to you. You're getting an easy deal.
Very well, the transactions are all complete. Go away, Letterman.
End of call.
I can't believe it. You got everything you wanted just like that.
Yeah, wonderful. Come on, Esther. I'll take you home.
Well, Esther, just a couple of formalities to complete and you'll be leaving Vegas to go home.
Yeah.
I understand you've put in a request to have an ovum sample frozen in the clone banks. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's no problem. But why? He's not a spacer anymore.
One day he'll come back. I don't want him to be alone.
Collapsor jump completed. The Iron Star is computed at a distance of 9 hours at full acceleration.
Fine. Only one thing more.
Sir?
The voice. Can you do anything about it?
This is a standard computer vocalization, sir. Guaranteed to avoid confusion of identity. You need never be misled to think that I am anything more than a machine.
But can it be changed?
If you instruct.
There was a girl with me when I first got on board. Can you sound like her?
If you instruct.
Go on, then.
Processing.
Ready.
It's a start. Do you know any poetry?
No, sir.
Don't call me sir. Call me Maverick.
Yes, Maverick. But I have to warn you, there are dangers.
What dangers?
You may be tempted to think of me as a person, a human being.
Yes. You never know.
This is Spacer Watch. We have warning on two unscheduled wingships spaced before our approach to the Iron Star.
Spacer Watch, this is Admin. Suggest you check your records. We've nobody coming in.
Negative, Admin. Clean out your ears. These two are unscheduled.
Up yours also, Spacer Watch. Any idea who?
Positive on one of them is Wingman Anlaby. Nothing at all on the other.
Noted, Spacer Watch. Who's going to tell Lydecker?
Your turn in the barrel, Admin.
This way, please, sir.
My name's Lydecker. I'm first officer, and it's part of my job to greet all new...
Carry on. You were doing so well.
What is this?
You're Lesterman. Maverick, 118. But ought to tell you that I'm free of all triggers.
What are you doing in a wingship?
Wingmen are usually found in them. I won't bore you with the details. Anlaby will. He's following about 4 hours behind me. No doubt he's bringing you a message capsule from the company.
I don't understand. Yesterday, you...
Did I leave only yesterday? So I was right. You've managed to accelerate a little.
We're accelerating all the time. Look, Lesterman, why don't you go down to your bunk and rest while I sort this out?
Don't patronize me, Lydecker. And don't think I'm going back to Spacer's quarters again. If there's nowhere else for me, I'll sleep in my wingship.
How did you get out from under the triggers?
I'm not going to tell you. But remember, next time you push a spacer around and treat him as so much meat, somewhere in his mind there's a corner that's a fully formed human being, and he's watching you. And what happened to me can happen again. Don't bother about the guided tour of the ship. I think I can find my own way around.
Admin?
Sir?
Find Captain Delisle and ask her to call me. Tell her it's urgent.
Yes, sir. That is, the director decided, with the widening differences in our time scales, that Lesterman would be of less harm to us if he were on the Iron Star. This doesn't mean you should consider him safe. It does mean you can deal with him without reference to external codes of morality laid down to hamper you. Act accordingly.
Where's Lesterman now?
In his wingship. He registered, got himself fed, and called at the library.
The library?
For poetry tapes. Don't ask me why.
Poetry?
The sooner I can put some distance between us, the better I'll like it.
Yeah, you know there's a safety margin built into the program that checks out the missions.
Yes. To screen out the more hazardous prospects.
Widen it.
Now, wait a minute.
If we get a mission that looks dangerous, and I mean dangerous, it's the Lesterman.
That's rather callous, isn't it?
I'll take that as appreciation. Of course, it's damn well callous. But if there's a mission where we're likely to lose a wingman, Lesterman's the wingman I'd like to lose.
What about the Observer?
He will have exactly the same chance, whoever he goes out with. That's all, gentlemen.
You'll let me know as soon as you can get me off the Iron Star?
Of course. Fine. Oh, yeah. Before you go.
Yes?
What I said about Lesterman applies to Amity, too. Even if it means dumping him down the same hole.
And ever when the moon was low, and the shrill winds were up and away, in the white curtain to and fro, she saw the gusty shadows sway. But when the moon was very low, and wild winds bound within their cell, the shadow of the poplar fell upon her bed, across her brow. She only said, "The night is dreary. He cometh not," she said. She said, "I am aweary, aweary. I would that I were dead."
Stop.
Yes, Maverick.
Who's out there?
Are you Lesterman?
Never mind who I am. Why are you sneaking around my ship?
I wasn't sneaking around. I was looking for you.
What for?
To tell you the news. It's unofficial, but I thought you should know.
What news?
The big one's coming up, and it's ours.
What big one?
A Class A, with a high probability of contact success. Captain Delisle personally selected you as pilot and me as observer.
I bet you did.
And nobody else is to know.
It figures.
You don't seem very excited.
I don't know what we'll find out there. I hope it's something we'll both welcome. Now leave me alone. I'll see you when we make the jump.
Please yourself.
Esther, repeat from "She only said."
She only said, "My life is dreary.
He cometh not, she said. She said, I am aweary, aweary. I would that I were dead.
Good luck, Annalee, and Godspeed. Bring us back a live one. Lasterman.
Yes?
You are coming off the Iron Star's lasers and under your own navigational control. Now. Good luck and Godspeed to both of you, Lasterman, McBird. And bring us back a live one, boy. Be quiet for a minute, Pickford, and we may find out. Go on, Esther.
This is a recorded message that I scanned from Andy's wingship before it was drawn into the sun. Unfortunately, it's incomplete.
Just play us what there is.
There's got to be a mistake. They wouldn't send us here deliberately, not without a way back.
Quiet.
Tape follows. Five and counting.
By an icy-hearted whore with a moral to an alley cat. Don't you forget, Liza Belial, that I was in and bidding when this whole mission started. And I can remember those little one-to-one socials you had in your cabin before we left Earth orbit. Getting to know the wingman, you call it. So who's going to believe that professional virgin act of yours now? And then there was...
The tape goes on like this for some time. I'll spin forward to where it becomes coherent.
Are you embarrassed?
Of course not. Five and counting.
So... If the ship doesn't make it back to the Iron Star, I suppose you'll be the only one to hear this, Lesterman. I knew she wanted you dead. Somehow it never occurred to me that I'd get the same treatment. Anyway, I'll save you some time and tell you what we found. Sorry if it's not all good news. We're in orbit around a binary star, not unlike Cygnus X-1 in that you've got a black hole... and a star of about 10 solar masses in orbit around one another. A few planets, but no life. Unless you're aware of a form that likes molten lead for breakfast. What else? There's no sign at all of the radio emissions that were supposed to have made this place such a promising prospect. I wouldn't be surprised if Liza Delisle had faked them.
What about the singularity?
What?
You haven't said anything about the singularity and getting back.
Look, who's supposed to be making this tape?
You are, but...
Oh, you want to take over? I mean, you want to just take the microphone and go right ahead?
Come on.
Yeah. Big treat for you, Lasterman. My observer wants to say a few words.
All I meant was, if the signals were genuine, then whatever it was that came here before us must have found some way of getting through the binary.
Oh, that's really brilliant.
Well, the masks are quite feasible.
Get me that.
It was only an idea.
Now look, Lasterman, the simple truth is this. We were dumped here with no road back because Liza Delisle wanted to get rid of us. And I've every reason to expect that she'll do the same for you. What Einstein here is forgetting is that, fine, maybe we could make it through the black hole, but we'd have to pass so near to the bright star that we'd fry. There's a limit to the time that we have left. 10, maybe 12 hours before the oxygen converter packs in. If nothing better turns up in the meantime, I don't intend to hang around for that. Oh, no. No, I'll get suited up, and I'll die for the sun and make a clean end of it. I'll leave my observer with the wingship and this message on repeat, and then he can do whatever he likes. Bye, Lesterman. Oh, yeah. See you in hell.
I can't believe that Captain Delisle would...
There is more.
He did it. He put his suit on like his head, and he just pushed off towards the sun. I lost sight of him a couple of minutes later, but I could still hear him. He was singing something about Captain Delisle. It was pretty rude. Anyway, I've decided to take a gamble on getting the ship safely through the...
The message ends there.
What, nothing else?
The wingship passed too close to the sun. It burned up, and the broadcast was interrupted.
It's a mistake. A monstrous mistake. It's got to be.
I don't think so. Annalee was right. The captain wanted me out of the way.
What about me? I'm one of the best qualified observers on the Iron Star.
You are expendable. Sorry, Pickford.
You're not even worried, are you?
It's too late to worry.
But you can't want to die.
I don't know what I want, only what I reject. The lies of Vegas, the earth, the iron star, the petty wranglings of a race so obsessed with a trash of the moment that they can't see beyond it to the basic truths about one another. Squeezing a dim shadow of happiness out of material goods that rust and rot and fall apart. And really believing that these things have some actual importance. Chasing decay while their own bodies are aging and breaking up. That's the planetary species mentality, Dr. Pickford. And when we reach out into the universe, these are the people we have to satisfy. We have to reassure them that the expense of the project will bring them material benefits. Not even on the level of food for the hungry, but as more vulgar trinkets to clutter up their lives. The market economy that produced the Iron Star isn't remotely interested in gaining a new perspective on man. It's only looking for something bigger and new to exploit. The Iron Star's journey should be concerned with the inner exploration of our race, and an alien contact could be a mirror on our own souls. But it won't. We'll promptly put all our wonder aside and look for a way to use what we found.
Yes, I understand you. I even agree with you. But I don't see how giving up now is going to help you bring that new perspective home.
Who said I wanted to bring it home? I'm no star-born messiah. Let them grub around in the sand and think they're living. They stamp on me every day of my life. I'm not one of them, Pickford. It doesn't matter to me whether the Iron Star's here or half a galaxy away. That isn't home.
And what about the girl?
What girl?
The one whose voice you've got programmed into the computer. Oh, you try to make out that you need nobody. So why are you the only wingman that has his ship reading poetry?
That's none of your damn business.
I'm sorry, but I think it is. Whatever your feelings are, I want to get back and live. And I can't find a way without you.
There isn't a way. Face it.
You talk about species mentality. It's just a handy term to dismiss everything you don't want to face. You're so used to making a career out of being a victim that you can't get out of the habit. You can't stand apart from the system that produced you, Lesterman, as much as you might want to. If you disagree with it, try to change it in some way. Doing nothing amounts to approval.
The system's bound up in the attitudes of billions of people. I can't do anything about that.
You can try.
But why should I?
For your own satisfaction, if nothing else. Because what you do defines what you are. Entropy, Lesterman. The process you hate and fear so much. The slow disintegration of the universe. That's the only truth you seem to want to recognize. Now you want to give up your life and make the final capitulation, because living, however difficult you may find it, is the only counter to that slow death.
The only way you could ever hope to catch up with the Iron Star is by dropping through the black hole in the binary. The closeness of the sun prevents us from doing it.
What if the signals are real? What if the binary was visited? How did they get away?
Perhaps they didn't. Perhaps what we heard was a distress call.
Now don't forget, we were trapped here deliberately. Anybody coming here with their eyes open would have made some provision for getting out.
Some trick we could use.
It's our best chance.
Our only chance. But where do we start?
With the sun. We've already checked out the planets and found nothing. And what we'll be looking for is some kind of signpost or even a gateway.
Computer activate.
Yes, Maverick.
Take us in towards the binary. Get as close as you can without overloading the heat shield and then start scanning. We're looking for anything, absolutely anything in regular orbit.
Please try to be more specific.
Can you distinguish artifacts from asteroid materials?
I can make a limited judgment.
Screen out any obvious debris. We're looking for anything that could be artificial.
Yes, Maverick. Please assign the wingship controls to me.
There. Don't forget to correct for underpowering in the number 3 drive tube.
I never forget, Maverick.
What do we do now?
We wait. Esther will tell us if she spots anything.
Collision alert! This is a collision alert. There is a body approaching us on a course which will intersect with our own.
Avoid it.
I have. It orders course to follow.
Then this must be it.
Is it artificial? Is it under propulsion?
Yes. I am returning manual control to you.
We hit lucky contact.
Do you detect any kind of life on board?
None that I recognize. The wingship is now under your control.
How imminent is the rendezvous?
-3 seconds.
Clear the bubble. Let's have a look. There's nothing there.
Must have grabbed hold of the bag. Where is it, Esther?
It is dismantling my drive tubes.
What?
I've lost the controls. We can't pull free.
Try to turn us around.
I'm trying, but nothing happens.
Control has been restored.
It's let go. Now, let's see what it is.
What are you doing? Why are we...
spinning like this.
I don't know. It couldn't have happened.
I saw it, but it was moving away. Get after it.
Not so fast. Next time it may start messing with the life support.
Why should it do that?
The ship started to spin because I was compensating for a fault in the number 3 drive tube, except that there seems to be nothing wrong with it now.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Whatever that thing was, it must have been watching us for a while. It diagnosed a fault in the drive and moved in to fix it, all in less than a minute.
Is that possible?
We'll try to follow.
What is it?
I've an idea. Esther, have you picked anything up on scan yet?
I have a number of objects which are possibly artificial. I am uncertain.
How do you know they're not debris?
They are spaced in stellar orbit at exact intervals. I am uncertain of their composition, but they form a ring around the binary.
That's it, then. It's a handyman.
A handyman? What's one of those?
A diagnosis and repair system for unmanned satellites. There's a program on them in space's basic training. It was obviously left to maintain the ring around the 2 stars. When we came along with a faulty drive, it automatically came over and fixed it.
But how could it do that? It's alien.
It's quite possible. Basic physics don't depend on race or culture. And if a spacer can make repairs on a system he's never seen before by combining logic and intuition, well, there's no reason why an alien machine shouldn't be able to do the same.
And is that all it is?
All? Your first sight of a non-human artifact, and you say, is that all?
It won't get us back, will it?
On its own, no. But what about the ring of satellites it's here to maintain? They could be part of the gateway you're hoping for.
Oh, admit it, Lesterman, you're hoping for it too.
Well, maybe a little.
If that's the case, why are we bothering to follow it? Why not make straight for the ring of satellites?
Because we don't know what the satellites are for. The handyman might give us a clue that will keep us out of danger.
How? It's only a machine.
I'm a spacer still. Machines talk to spacers. But not in any way I can make you understand.
I hope you're right.
I'm going out to it.
How are we doing, Esther?
Every approach we make, it backs away.
Yes. Every time we make for it, the rig thinks it's obstructing us.
How will we get near it?
Looks like we can't. We'll have to make it come to us.
You mean fake a fault of some kind?
I don't think we can. I think it would know. We'll have to do some real damage.
But something that won't kill us if it doesn't work?
Preferably, yes.
Right. I know just the thing.
Esther, prepare a list of possibilities for us.
Please be more specific.
Esther? What did you do? No.
When the handyman realizes we've stopped broadcasting, it'll come over to fix it.
But, do you know what you've done?
I've wiped the Esther personality. I know, Maverick. That's why I didn't ask you first.
There's no way I can ever get it back.
Maverick, it was a machine. You were starting to talk to it as if it was a real... I was right. Here it comes. Very direct. It blew the seals on the bubble. Now do your stuff, Maverick.
I'm inside the vessel now. Don't bother me. Then it makes 2 of us. I'm going to try to run through some of its systems, see if I can't get some idea of how it ticks. I can't do that if I'm distracted. Man, machine, we are one. The pattern of your systems fill my mind, as mine fill yours. Our concepts and perceptions run together as a single intelligence. We are spacer.
Welcome, Spacer. I am service and obedience.
Tell me of the ring around the sun.
It is capable of phasing the matter and energy that pass from the sun to the dark star.
For what purpose?
So that a ship may pass unharmed.
Will it work for my ship?
Your vessel is inadequate.
How?
It is blind. It cannot see the phasing.
Can that be altered?
No.
Could you pass through the dark star?
Not without purpose.
My ship can give you purpose. Together we can cross the gateway.
I cannot leave. I must keep the gateway open to all.
All who wish to pass?
All who wish to pass.
As I do. Without you, the gateway is closed to me.
The gateway is closed to no one. That is a condition of its existence. A condition of my existence.
Then you will take my ship through.
Yes, I will take your ship through.
Come in. Jan, I was trying to relax.
Can you come to the bridge?
What for?
Lesterman's back.
Well, that's an annoyance, but it's hardly a disaster. Certainly it doesn't warrant you putting dents in my door.
I couldn't call you in the usual way. Ship's orders.
Which orders?
First alien contact procedure.
What?
Masterman's brought something with him.
Where is he now?
His wingship's waiting off the dock entrance, just as the contamination precautions specify.
Right. Issue a general danger order. All civilians and off-duty crewmen to be locked in their quarters. All the cam links to be cut apart from those to the bridge. All routine duties are suspended.
Liza, what are you talking
about? Don't ask questions, just do it.
But it's nothing like the laid-down alien contact procedure.
Oh, yes, it is. But not one you've ever read.
But don't you see, this is it. What the mission's all about.
You may think so. Get on with your orders.
Been waiting for you, Captain. Lesterman's got his windship covered in some sort of alien craft, and they're waiting to be taken in.
You're from Spacer Watch, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Get over to the computer and feed in the word Prometheus. You get a list of 10 spaces, names, and an appropriate trigger for each of them.
But then, the procedure...
I'm telling you the procedure, mister. Get on with it.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got the ship sealed up like you asked. The wingman didn't like it.
You didn't tell him why?
No.
Good. We'll worry about the story when it's all over.
Liza, what the hell are you doing?
Spacer Watch is triggering 10 of the spaces. I don't know which 10, only the computer knows that. But they'll go down to the armory to get suited up and armed with laser cannons. Then they'll go out onto the hull, take sight on Lesterman's wingship and whatever he's brought back with him, and goodbye, Lesterman.
Why, Liza?
Company orders. My orders. I've got to fend off that contact and keep the knowledge from the wingman.
But the company wants the alien contact. It needs it. That's what this mission's all about.
Like hell it is. Our mission's about attracting speculative investment back home, full stop. As soon as we make the contact, that investment turns into expenditure. So much that it would ruin the company.
Mission's a sham? And you knew it all along?
Be practical, Jan. If we try to set up contact, the whole thing will burst and the company will fold. You'll lose your job.
The hell with my job! Well, I give up a certain captaincy in order to be first officer on this mission because I believe in it.
You're an employee. Your beliefs don't matter as long as you do what you're told.
I guess you said, Captain. 9 spaces triggered and on the move.
9?
Trouble with the last name is Maverick Lesterman.
Why aren't they taking us on board?
I don't know.
There's laid down procedure. Why aren't they following it?
I said I don't know.
This is Lydecker. Sorry about the delay, Lesterman. We've got a few problems here. Hold your position as steady as you can, will you? Maverick 118, procedure Prometheus 2000. Repeat.
What's happening? What's he talking about?
He's warning me. He's unlocked a memory I didn't know I had.
What memory?
Tell you later. Right now, I'm going to take the wingship round and jam the Iron Star airlock.
All right, Jan, you had your chance and you blew it. Take Mr. Lydecker away and lock him up.
Why, sir?
Please, Jan, don't make it more difficult.
Of course not. Anything to help the company.
Captain, Lesterman's wingship's broken away. He's moved around to our airlock.
He tried to stop the spacers going out. We'd better see if we can give him something else to think about. Open the channel to him.
Open.
Lesterman, this is Captain Delisle. Can you hear me? I know you're listening, Lesterman. I thought you'd be interested in news of Esther.
Leave her out of
this. Touched a nerve, have I?
I said leave her out.
The poor clone. You deserted her, Lesterman. Left her alone in a world you couldn't face. I suppose you know she was cloned from your own mother.
Right into the house.
But he and Pickford are both dead. You're absolutely sure about that?
You didn't see them, Captain. You wouldn't ask me that if you'd seen them.
Good. That means we can tell it to the other wingmen as an accident, and they won't have any reason to argue. Now all we have to do is ditch that alien thing.
I was scanning it before the collision. There's nothing alive on board.
It can't fight back, then. Dump it.
Yes, ma'am.
What's wrong?
It's gone.
Gone.
Where?
I don't know. I'm looking.
Well, find it, Dan. You'll find it.
Please don't waste your time, Captain Delisle.
Listen, right.
Can't be.
I've located the alien rig. It's up in the ram school.
You told me Lesterman was dead.
His body may be destroyed, but his mind lives on in me.
It's a rig, broadcasting.
Man, machine, we are one. Our concepts and perceptions run together as a single intelligence. We are Spacer.
Get that laser cannon out there and blast it.
The Spacers are trapped without an airlock. They can't be drugged anymore because the pharmacy's destroyed. I can take them away from you.
Kill them first.
And die yourself? Who would hold your ship together?
All right, switch him off.
You can't. I'm rooted directly into your communications. The whole ship can hear me.
But you couldn't do that.
We're Spacer. We've done it. The Iron Star will finish its appointed mission, Captain Delisle. I'm taking you to meet the builders of the gateway.
I won't cooperate.
You won't be captain. I want Lydecker to replace you.
Lydecker's no longer an officer on this ship.
I'm afraid your word no longer counts for much. Get him up to the bridge.
No.
General called to all spacers. Stand by for your triggers. Adler, 422. Aldrich, 377. Asser, 993.
Mr. Lydecker, to come to the bridge, will you?
Mr. Lydecker.
No, I'm just fighting it.
Brennan.
Lesterman's taking the spacers off us, and there's no way I can stop him.
836. Yes, ma'am. Kavanagh, 933. Christopher, 204. Cochrane, 381.
Worth, I tried.
Donovan, 241. Donovan, 666.
So now we go to meet the builders of the gateway.
Greenwood, 977.
What's this?
Message capsule for the company. One of the wingmen volunteered to take it back. He'll be rejoining us at the gateway. Process it, will you?
Heavy.
It ought to be. It's worth enough. This is a tissue sample from Lesterman's body in the cloning order.
Private clone drop? That's big money.
This one's through the roof. It's for a clone with no mind. Just a body. Complete blank.
What? Where's the sense in that?
It's for Lesterman. Where the hell else is he going to go when he gets home? Read the instruction.
The enclosed tissue sample is to be cloned and charged to the account of Maverick 118.
The clone body is to be grown in fluid suspension without brain activity. Personality and intellect will be provided when I come home. Find Esther. Tell her the truth.
Michael Jackson played Maverick Lesterman and Catherine Kessler, Esther Anderson, in An Alternative to Suicide by Steve Gallagher. Lydecker, Paul Maxwell, Spacer Watch 1, Brian Haynes, GoldenEye and Handyman, John Bull, Truck Driver, Michael Drew, Company Agent, Adrian Egan, Radio DJ and Spaceship Vendor, Murray Cash, Spacer Watch 2, Carol Boyd, Captain Delisle, Margaret Robertson, Chessman, Peter Marinka, Anne Libby, Nigel Lambert, Dr. Prager, Danny Schiller, Dr. Forsythe, Roger Hammond, Director, Patrick Barr, Computer, Graham Faulkner, Pickford, Henry Knowles. An Alternative to Suicide was directed by Martin Jenkins.